strong performance.
Thank you.
And as we watched you also throughout the rounds today, you were a level above everybody. And I don't say that in a pretentious way, but your preparation was right there. We saw it in the quarterfinals and the semifinals, actually laying off in the last 25 to 50 meters. How come Avery Johnson is at this point right now in the season?
Yeah, I don't know. It fits good.
The feel is good?
Yeah.
So, you have had a string of wins here in Canada. Is it the maple syrup? Is it, what is it?
Yeah, probably that, and the bacon in the morning. And something is good there. I really like this place. This is absolutely one of the top of the world places to ski. Every time we're here, the preparation on the track is perfect. You can drive a car on top of the snow. It's like so rock hard. It's unbelievable. So they've done a really, really good job here. And feels good.
Tell me about your opponents, your adversaries right now. Everybody is really, really working hard to be at your level as we move into the World Championship year and also to the Olympics next year. Who do you see, without any disrespect to the gentleman sitting at the table today, who will be your main rivals in Valley Fiamme this year and at the Olympics?
It's hard to say. It's really, really tough, actually. On the top, it's both the Norwegians and the Russians have really good, strong teams, and you never know when you're coming into the... We have a long time until the World Championship, so everything can still happen, and some of the guys maybe not in shape yet, and some of... maybe we are at the top now and we're downhill. I don't know. We will see, but I know it's going to be tough. I don't have one person that is going to be the favorite. I think it's just the one to have a good day, because it's that tight at the top, so the one with a good day will take it.
Thank you very much, Emil, and congratulations to all gentlemen. If you have any questions from our media group,